Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Matt Steinmetz, Radio.com, NBA insider, host of Radio.com's Big Time Basketball podcast, does join us. Matt, thanks for putting up with us and waiting on us, but we are glad to have you aboard. How's everything?
Things are good. How are things in San Diego?
They're pretty good. Pretty good. We're happy with our NBA teams here. No complaints.
Well, I mean, you know, you live in San Diego, you basically have your choice of 30 teams.
That's exactly.
Yes, and some of us are smart like Tony and pick the Lakers, who are going to get Kawhi Leonard, and some of us are dumb and pick the Bulls like me, and they don't get anybody. What is the latest with Kawhi Leonard? What are you hearing? Is it a Laker thing? Is it a close to a done deal? Is there something that still needs to happen?
I feel like he's leaning toward the Lakers, but the one thing to me that's pretty interesting is it took every other free agent virtually the snap of a finger to figure out where they were going, or more likely they knew where they were going.
Right.
This tells me that Kawhi Leonard really didn't think about this all season long. And it's funny because most players say, I'll deal with that after the season, but they really don't mean it. It really does feel like when he was saying, I haven't thought about it, that he hasn't thought about it, and now he's starting to think about it. And I just think it's very interesting that the number one shoe to drop is the one that's happening last, or at least certainly last among the big boys.
Matt, I want to ask you about the other free agent. And Kevin Durant, there's been a few reports that have come out speculating that, you know, part of the reason why he left was, you know, he felt disrespected through all the things that happened in Golden State. There's another report said he didn't want to be second fiddle. What are you hearing? What was his real reason for wanting to go to Brooklyn as opposed to any other destinations?
I think there's something to that for sure. You know, you can't get an appreciation for the love the Bay Area has for Steph Curry until you live out here for a few years. You know, Steph Curry is Michael Jordan out here, you know, as Michael Jordan was to Chicago. Mm. He's Tom Brady in New England. And there's no way around that. There's never going to be another Warrior who will ever be as loved as Steph Curry, because Steph Curry came here in 2009 and the team was absolutely terrible. And he has been here the entire time. He's a two-time MVP. He's one of the best faces of the franchise of any sport. And nobody can come in here and overtake him, even if you're a better basketball player. And I don't necessarily think Kevin Durant had a sense of that when he came. I think, and nor should he have had. I'll go to Golden State and play with Steph Curry. Well, he comes to Golden State, plays with Steph Curry, wins two finals MVPs, and yet he still feels like there's a sentiment around here among some fans where it's like, you know, we might be better off without KD, or it'd be really fun to be able to put back that original Warrior team that won 73 games, give them another chance at a title. And I do, and there were things that now you look back on, and at the time maybe you didn't think much of it, but now you realize there might be something to it. And for example, when Jay Williams on ESPN, who works with Durant and is part of his group, you know, after a game in which the Warrior fans were chanting MVP for Steph Curry, you know, he said that's kind of disrespecting Kevin Durant a little bit. And I thought that's kind of strange,
weird,
but I guess,
right?
I see it. Well, I think there was something to that. I think there's a lot of people out in the Bay Area who say we won a title before Kevin Durant got here,
yeah.
And so there's a pecking order, and nobody will ever be number one as long as Steph Curry's here.
Wow.
Interesting. Matt Steinmetz is with us from Radio.com NBA Insider on the SDCCU fan hotline. Speaking of pecking order, if Kawhi Leonard came to the Lakers, how would the Lakers work out the pecking order with Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James? I mean, how in the world would they settle that? Because that seems to be one of the real question marks if it does end up going that way.
Well, I think if they get Kawhi Leonard, I mean, LeBron James has to be essentially a point guard.
Yeah.
You know, he has to try to be Ricky Rubio in a way. And Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard kind of can figure it out. To me, Kawhi Leonard's a number one.
Yeah.
He's done it. He's proven it in two different places. Finals MVP, with all due respect to Anthony Davis, I think they're on two different levels. I think Kawhi Leonard is a bona fide superstar, and I think that Anthony Davis is a star who hasn't proven he's a superstar just yet. So to me, it's easy. It's Kawhi's team, but that's really LeBron James. Like, LeBron James has to usher that in for Kawhi Leonard. And to me, that's the biggest thing. I think LeBron James has to start looking at taking steps back and yet the team itself getting better because they have more talent. And I think he's smart enough to do that.
I totally agree with you, Matt. It seems like all three of these guys probably won't play 82 games in a season for the rest of their career, especially if they're together. I want to ask you a little bit about, you know, the KD move initially or real essentially brings D'Angelo Russell back to Golden State. What do you see about this fit? Because it just doesn't seem like he fits what they do, but I could be wrong.
I don't think he fits either perfectly. I think you can kind of rationalize that he fits, or you can say, you know, he fits next year at least with Klay Thompson being banged up. The reality of the situation was the Warriors found out late, like everybody else did, that Kevin Durant was going to go to the Nets. All right, so once Kevin Durant says, I'm going to the Nets, the Warriors have two choices. They can let him go to the Nets for nothing, or they can try to make a move for somebody. And D'Angelo Russell was the perfect option because the Nets had no interest in him if they could get Kyrie and Kevin Durant. Well, I don't know that there was another team in the league, once the Nets renounced D'Angelo Russell, who were going to give him $30 million a year. So I think the Warriors kind of made the best of a bad situation, but they've given up a ton for it. They've given up two draft picks, one to the Nets by the trade itself, another to Memphis because they had him move off Iguodala's money to make the move work. So right now, getting D'Angelo Russell, the way I look at it, has cost the Warriors Durant, Iguodala, and two first-round draft picks. Now, people might be able to say, well, everybody knew Durant was leaving anyway. Well, I don't necessarily buy that. I think the Warriors thought they still had a shot at him at the end of the season. But nevertheless, D'Angelo Russell's cost you Andre Iguodala and two future first-round draft picks. And it constrained the Warriors from that point on to what they can do because they became a hard cap team. So that's why they just signed Willie Cauley-Stein and Glenn Robinson to barely veteran minimum players because that's all they have left now. That's why Cousins is not coming back because they have nothing to offer him now.
Interesting.
So it came with a price.
The whole NBA world has gone upside down on its ear. Matt, last thing for me, and it's hard to answer this because we don't know what Kawhi Leonard's going to do. But let's just say, let's for the sake of this argument, say he ends up staying in Toronto. If he did stay there, who would be the favorite in the West? Which teams would be most likely to challenge for a spot in the NBA final? Which teams have done the best job? Because I know if he comes to the Lakers, they're going to be the clear-cut favorite. But if he doesn't, then where do I look for a favorite in the West? Because it seems like it's really spread out pretty well.
Well, based on the fact that I have no idea who the Lakers are going to get in addition to not – so they've just lost out on Kawhi, and I still don't know who's on their roster in this situation. I mean, the Utah Jazz, I think, have done a hell of a job. I think Mike Conley really, really going to help them. They also made some, nice peripheral-type signings. You know, the team that nobody's thinking of is Denver. Well, Denver finished second in the Western Conference, and they're young and getting better. So I think it could be them. But if you're putting me on the spot right now, who comes out of the West next year? Oof, that's a great question. I would say Denver right now.
Okay.
I would say Denver, just because I know more about them than any of the other teams.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, that's kind of...
really is.
I mean, I want Kawhi to come to the Lakers because I love when my partner's happy, and he will be really happy if that happens. But I do think that would make a clear-cut, Lakers way up on top and everybody chasing them, whereas if he doesn't, then the West is going to just be crazy wild.
Without Kawhi going to the Lakers, it seems like this is probably the closest... the most parity we've had in the league in quite some time, it seems.
Yeah.
You know what? I would completely agree with that for sure. Because, out here, let's just say hypothetically Lakers get Kawhi. Question out here right now in the Bay is, well, are the Warriors a playoff team?
Mm. I know. I've seen some people say they're not, but I think that might be a little premature.
It may be premature, but we haven't seen Steph Curry in this role in a long time. So it's going to be fascinating. You guys are absolutely right about that.
I saw him in that role for a game, I think, in the NBA Finals. He scored like 49 points. Remember, wasn't that the one game where no one else was healthy? He seemed to do okay, but I know exactly where you're coming from.
I never thought they were going to win that game. So he's going to me, he's going to have a Kemba Walker season next year. I think he's going to put up great numbers. I don't know that the team is going to – they're not going to win as much as – can he get him to the playoffs, I guess, is the big question out here.
I'll bet that he can. I think the Warriors will have enough. We'll see, though. Matt, great stuff. Yeah. Interesting. Enjoyed the conversation. See how it all plays out. Look forward to talking to you a little bit down the road. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Matt Steinmetz there, Radio.com NBA Insider, joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. You can vote SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.